Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7, as we roll along here with you from Tri-State Men's Health, a place that's made an impact on your life.
Yeah, 23 pounds down, feel a lot of energy. When Elle was first born, it was like, oh my gosh, like how am I going to keep up with her with the energy level? So I came on in here and talked to them, and they and they had solutions, and they can do the same thing for you. And really for me, it was about, hey, let's test your blood level. Okay, your testosterone's like most guys in their 40s, it's lower than it was and where it needs to be. Let's give you some of that. And also, let's have you lose about 20 pounds.
Yeah.
I ended up losing 20
hours going. Let's get science on our side.
And all and really, like, the energy just came back, you know, and it's like, you know, chicken or the egg. Was it the weight loss or was it the testosterone? I don't know, but like whatever it was, it's working now, and it's giving me the energy to finish the day and get home, and I feel like I'm totally wiped out. I can't thank them enough, and they can do the same thing for you over here at Tri-State Men's Health.
Got a lot going on right now. We've got the NBA in action. We'll have Hawks Bulls tonight. We got Lou City back in action on Saturday. They'll be on the road. But I think Racing has a home game, and that's when we have Thunder as well on
awesome.
Saturday. And we'll have the spring game for you on Friday night. Looking forward to having Jeff Brom in studio tomorrow. We'll have that about 8 o'clock, I think, or so. So looking forward to that. In the meantime, we have our guy Jared Stillman down there in Nashville. As I have to find out what he's railing about on his Twitter feed. Good to see you. Good morning.
Oh, it's great to be seen. spring football coming up Friday. I'm having a hard time with this college football stuff, right? Like, how can we have spring football? We don't even know who's going to be on the team next year because we got guys transferring at this time of the year.
It's crazy. I just looked up the 24/7 when it keeps like the transfer portal numbers, and it was like 24 out and 20 in.
Yeah,
something crazy number like that just for Louisville this year. I have to look up the exact number, but it's just, I don't know. We were talking about it earlier. I don't know if it, like, does it, what does it change, if anything, do you think, from a fan standpoint, or do you just care if they win?
I just care if they win. But what I think it probably makes it a little bit more difficult is for, like, a fan to, like, keep up with players year after year. You know, the one-and-done kind of in basketball was the beginning of this. But now it's, like, every player, right? Like, when we first had the one-and-done, it was like, okay, Kevin Durant will play 1 year at Texas and then he'll leave. But guys like DJ Augustine will be there for 4-3 years, and you get to kind of see him develop. You know, the Kansas team that won the title with Mario Chalmers and Brandon Rush and Sasha Kahn, and like that team, they all developed over the years. And so now that's completely gone, especially in basketball, but also in football too. I mean, Vanderbilt, for instance, had a quarterback who I think kind of sucked. But Vanderbilt had a quarterback, A.J. Swan, who came on as a freshman, was pretty good. And then last year was their quarterback, and he wasn't very good. And now he's the backup or competing for the job at LSU, quarterback in. And so I think that's the hard part, is that it's like, you know, there's no continuity from 1 year to the next as a fan. It's like everything is okay on opening day. We'll have to learn a whole new team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but Armando Bacot just finished his whole entire career at North Carolina along with R.J. Davis.
That's going to be rare.
It's just going to be so rare. And it does seem to be more of the big men like Zach Edey and Armando Bacot, the guys that are big guys that really are at good spots, but that they're not necessarily pros.
Yeah, like it's an incredibly fine line, right? Mm-hmm. So it has to be some guy who is not going to immediately go to the NBA, but also not immediately going to go to the transfer portal because they want to get better or they enjoy the place they're at. And for some reason, I just think that that's incredibly rare. I do wonder if some of the transfer portal stuff will slow down a little bit when people realize that you can really hurt yourself by jumping into the portal like Haley Van Lith has. But I don't know. And it just, I think it's kind of a reality, right? Like, I mean, I'm a Louisville fan. I don't even know who's going to be on any of our teams next year.
Like,
I don't know who's on the football team. I don't know who's on the basketball team. I don't know who's on the women's basketball team. But, you know, once the season rolls around, I'll start watching, and it'll take me about a month to get caught up on who everybody is.
Well, and I thought, you know, well, it'd be great this time of year. It's kind of like free agency of the NBA, but it's not really like that. I'm kind of the point where it's like, all right, let's just see who you got. I'll get to know these dudes once they roll around, because especially after spring, there's going to be a whole nother round of transfers.
Well, see, that's why I don't understand, right? We have a spring football game, and now we're going to have transfers.
Right. Yeah. Right.
A lot of
and
people,
other people's,
A lot of teams finish their spring football before. I mean, we're one of the weird teams that actually has the spring game after the portal opens because of Thunder over Louisville and what we're doing here. But it is kind of weird.
So, I mean, look, I'm not one of these people that can be like, you know, is it good for the game or anything like that? But I said this 11 years ago, Drew, when we were, gosh, we were at 25 again, and Johnny Manziel was under investigation for signing autographs.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And that was a huge story. And it was the middle of the summer, so, you know, it was definitely a huge story.
Right,
and we were talking about, like, okay, you know, paying the players and that's, and you're like, well, if you pay the players, you got to pay Title IX, and you got, and I said, look, here's all I care about. All I care about is that when I sit, and while, you know, I'd like to be skinnier, I would say when I sit my fat ass, but I shockingly have a little tiny butt. So when I sit my little tiny tush on my otherwise large body down on my couch on a Saturday, I want to click on the TV and watch Louisville Cardinal football and root for my team the same way that a Dallas Cowboy fan on Sunday sits down and watches the Dallas Cowboys. Like, I don't care, you know, if the players are making money. It doesn't affect me. Like, it's, you know, they make it good. They don't bad. I don't, you know, player doesn't want to play there anymore, and he transfers. Like, that's his business. But I do think that some of this is starting to cross over where it's like, it is kind of affecting me when I sit my tiny little tush down on the couch to watch sports, and I'm like, okay, who's on the team? I don't know.
Does it bother you that you have a tiny tush? Is that something that is
tush
like,
envy?
Like, is that a body image thing for you?
It's really not. You know, like if I really cared that much, I guess I'd do Pilates or something. But it's very rare that somebody that is, you know, I wouldn't say like I'm, you know, fat, but I'm definitely large. I don't think that there's a lot of people that are large that have a disproportionately tiny rear end, and that is me. And I don't know if that means I have like back trouble when I'm older or something. I don't know, but it's just a reality of how the good Lord made my body.
Hey, it's ESPN level where we talk about everybody's bodies, all from butts on down to guts. That's what we do around here. It's Jared Stone with us down there in Nashville. Sorry, I'm just distracted, but that's a funny conversation. Yeah. How's the dog, by the way? Oh, sorry.
He's doing good. He's sleeping right here next to me. He woke up hot this morning. I was a little worried he might have a fever or something. And, you know, then I did some Googling, and it said, you know, puppies do get hot when they sleep sometimes. So something you got to, you know, deal with. He's biting a lot. He's not biting like furniture or anything like that, but he's biting like me a lot. and I know he's just playing, but it's sometimes when you get bit in the back, it kind of hurts.
Yeah, no, it can. I know what you're saying. But Keith Pointer got a dog he brought by the studio yesterday.
Yeah, 8 weeks old.
Everybody's getting puppies around here. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, Jared, about Haley. I know she's going to visit or maybe visited Mississippi State, Sam Purcell down there. Do we forgive her a little bit if she goes to Mississippi State and Sam Purcell, or is the damage done?
Well, I mean, I don't exactly know what you mean by forgive. I guess the way I view it is I feel like her decision to leave Louisville was incredibly I felt a little ungrateful about her decision to transfer from Louisville because I don't think she understood how good she had it here. And I think when you go from people maybe mischaracterizing how good you are, think that she was overrated, you know, from a TV standpoint. I talk about this on the radio here all the time, especially in the NFL, which is like, you know, the TV moves. And so some guy who will be like 33 years old and kind of at the back end of his career will be acquired by the Cowboys or the Jets or something like that. And I call it a TV move. The Cowboys have signed Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's a TV gets excited about Jadeveon Clowney. The NFL does not. Like, nobody thinks he's any good. And it's like, that's why he's always on a new team every year. But TV, because he hit that guy from Michigan real hard all those years ago, thinks he's good. And I think TV kind of overrated Haley Van Lith, you know, to an extent where it was probably unfair, you know, for her to say, well, everybody says that I'm this good, and she really wasn't. You know, I used to kind of get angry internally and would talk to some people about this, that, like, TV would talk about her as a superstar like she was Angel McCautry or Asia Durr or something like that, and I'm like, she's not that good. And we just had really good, you know, we had a good team around her and a good coach, and I think a good coach who probably hid her deficiencies, unlike sticking her on Caitlin Clark in the most watched women's basketball Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
But I just kind of felt like when she decided she was going to go to LSU, it was kind of a sense to me that she's probably never going to be happy. She was never going to appreciate what she had at Louisville and kind of what everybody had made for her. Now, I had somebody tell me that going from Louisville to a high-end SEC school is like going from the Reds to the Yankees. And, look, you can still be a great player on the Reds, and the big red machine won championships, but it ain't the Yankees. And when you're at the Yankees, you better drive in runs like Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez, or else they're going to get on you. And that's what happened to her at LSU. I had a coach tell me that her going to LSU was one of the top five dumbest sports decisions of all time. And it's like, that's a miscalculation that she made. But as far as like being angry at her, I don't think I ever really felt that way. So like the idea of like, oh yeah, all's forgiven. I mean, you know, I just kind of look at it like this was the bed that she made. She probably could have played at Louisville for another year, probably gone to a Sweet 16 or something like that. Everybody on TV would have thought she's good. She would have gone to the WNBA and probably would have gotten exposed there. Instead, she got exposed on TV, and now it's like, I don't know where her career goes from here.
Jared Stone with us down there in Nashville. I saw you got hot at Rick Pitino for his video message the other day. I'll let you elaborate.
Yeah, so I really can't stand Pitino, and it doesn't have anything to do with that video message or whatever. And, Drew, I know you love him. I know. But I find Rick Pitino to be the single most disingenuous person. You know, just like all those years. I just find Pitino to be insanely narcissistic sometimes. And I thought that I laughed out loud at the idea of those reports that were coming out that, you know, Rick Pitino would be interested in the Kentucky job. Like, no, duh. And so Mark Pope gets the job, and I have a problem with him supporting his own player. But I really do feel like every time Pitino, you know, sits there, I'll write the NIL checks to Kentucky. It's like, you know, Louisville is really good to Rick. And Rick won't ever think that because Rick thinks that him getting fired is just a travesty because – again, in Rick's eyes, Rick never does any wrong. And so it's like that affair didn't happen and the, you know, the whole extortion thing didn't happen and the prostitutes didn't happen and the $100,000 didn't happen. And it's like, dude, three strikes, you're out. And yet still it's like, oh, no, let me prop up my, what was it, 4 or 5 years, 6 years at Kentucky as opposed to the 15 years I spent at Louisville, where for 14 of those 15 years, I got every single thing I ever wanted all the time. And I just, again, find that to be incredibly disingenuous. And yet we have people that when this coaching search was going on and Dusty May chose Michigan, they were like, oh, we should go bring Rick back. And I'm like, no, 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 no. And I just, there's a message to these people that think like, oh, no, you know, Pitino, he's one of us. No, he's not.
Well, but I mean, do you not understand the notion of supporting your ex-player? I mean, I think any, you know, like I've always said, and maybe it's your line, that I'm a fan of people, not laundry. And I think he's supporting, you know, a guy that was his player.
I don't know, man. He said a lot of, like, pro-Kentucky things over, you know, since he's been let go at Louisville. And I think some of that is, you know, it's like Steve Spurrier left South Carolina, retired, and then a year later was back at Florida and had a, you know, an unofficial title there and, you know, is wearing, you know, Florida gear. And it's like, okay, so you're a Florida Gator. Got it. Like, that's what Spurrier is. And even though he was at South Carolina, like, he's, you know, he associates with Florida. You know, if you were to go into the Hall of Fame.
He associates with both, though. I mean, I don't think it's that black and white. I mean, I think you associate with.
Patino doesn't want us. He's made that abundantly clear.
Well, they also fired him.
They fired him. Yeah.
But at some point, shouldn't he look in the mirror and say, you know, I probably should have gotten fired?
Oh, he should, yeah, but will he? No, but I mean, I don't think.
That's the point.
But, but Jared, I think your folks in that way, from his eyes, you know, like he is supporting the guy who played for him. Like if you went and worked for, I don't know, a competitor of ours somewhere, I'd be like, hey, I wish Jared luck. He's great. I'm a fan of him, not a call letter.
Sure, but again, like this isn't the first like pro UK thing that Rick's done, and then again. Like when you start talking about writing NIL checks to me, you're
well, you know it's not serious, right? He can't do it. And I mean that's just Patino hyperbole.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes words have meaning. You know, Rick keeps wanting things to not have meaning, right? Like my assistant coach, you know, offered $100,000. How was I supposed to know about the $100,000? I should not be punished at all by any of it. Jay Billis, I'll take a polygraph right now, and the polygraph will say I didn't know about the $100,000. Other than the fact that you know as a coach, it's your job to know what your assistant coaches are doing. And if you didn't know that as a coach, you probably should have learned that with the prostitutes before that all happened. Like, that's the thing that bothers me. Rick never takes accountability for anything, never takes responsibility for anything. And all, you know... And never tells the truth. You know, I remember he was done coaching basketball. Then he went to Greece, and he was done coaching college. And then he went to Iona, and he wanted to win 300 games at Iona and retire there. And now he's at St. John's. He said he was never leaving Iona, and then he left Iona and, you know, stuck his nose and said, oh, yeah, Louisville needs to hire Kenny Payne. And just, again, I just wish he'd go away. I've had enough of Patino. I wish he'd go away. Honestly, this is going to sound bad. I'm glad they didn't hire Richard, even though I don't really know Richard. I know you love Richard. I'm glad they didn't hire Richard because I don't want to deal with the Patinos anymore. It's like, you know, in politics, the Clintons. Like, just go away. Just go away.
Jared Stone with us here at Night Thread, the Billy ESPN 680. All right, man. Well, good to hear from you. And I don't know if we're going to see up here at Derby or not, but we'll be on pins and needles.
Well, this Pearl Jam World Tour that gets started in Vancouver might be screwing up my Derby experience because the Predators are probably going to play Vancouver in the first round of the playoffs. And it may have some hockey games, you know, at home at that point. So who knows?
Okay. All right. Well, let us know. We'll appreciate it. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, real quick. What's this dunking booth picture? With you in it.
So the Predators had a fan appreciation night, and on fan appreciation night, it was great because Columbus came in town. They're terrible. And so the Predators smoked them, and they were giving away like something every TV timeout during the game for fan appreciation night. You know, it was really like when Georgia schedules Vanderbilt for homecoming. Like, it really, you know, had that kind of vibe. And so, you know, as somebody that, you know, I'd say probably two-thirds of my audience hates me, they were like, hey, we got the dunking booth out there. Would you be willing to do it? I said, sure, I'd be willing to do it. You know, raise some money for charity, I think, and whatever. And that water was really, really cold. And I got dunked a bunch. And as I said, it was really, really cold. So there was
that. Could warm it up for you, Jared? What are the Predators doing?
I mean, you know, I don't want to go into like a hot tub and get dumped in there. Like, sometimes you just have to accept what it was. You know, they would think it was like 70 or 80 outside, so I'd get dumped, and then it'd be freezing cold. I'd get back up, I'd warm up a little bit, and then I'd get dumped again, and I'd get freaking cold again. So that was quite the experience. You missed your opportunity, though, Drew.
Yeah, I guess I had a chance. I blew it. All right. All right, get out of here. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you guys.
All right, there you go. Jared Stone with us down there in Nashville. So
probably a lot of people in Louisville would probably like to dunk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the dunking booth. That would work out well.
Yeah. He's something, man. Nothing like him.
Oh,
yet.
He's really something.
Yes.
He's the best.
All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680, our number to get in. Text away the UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680, and we will let you get on in here this morning and hang out and tell you about the Tri-State Men's Health Clinic over here, where we've been all morning.
Doctors for Guys, and they have a lot of different options here. So I tell you about the semi-glutide weight loss program, because that's what I'm on, the testosterone program. Also get a shot of B12. There's other things in here. If you come in here, chat with the doctors here, tell them what you're working with. They have options for a lot of different things that are going on with guys. So this is a great place if you're looking to get energy, you want to lose some weight. One of the things is we talk about is the testosterone program a bunch. Come in here, get your blood work done. They can take walk-ins, but you can schedule your visit on tristatementshealth.com. If you do testosterone, if you sign up the day of your appointment, your $99 visit is totally waived. It's a free visit if you sign up.
It's going to be a free visit. We can get around the copy points, talk about reality.
But
free visit, you're going to want to do it. You're going to lose weight.
Yes.
And you're going to get stronger. So, yes,
true.
Mention us and you'll get all that.
100%.
Yes.
Tri-State Men's Health.
It works. If it didn't work, there wouldn't be people coming in left and right and your friends wouldn't be losing weight before Derby the way they are.
It's incredible.
I mean, seriously, if you want to get a little trimmed down before Derby, come in today.
Yeah.
I mean, get on the program.
He's like, hey, what are the side effects? I'm like, you lose weight?
You lose weight, yeah.
Yeah.
Go read about
You're
it.
Not
it's
hungry.
Unbelievable.
You spend less money at the grocery.
It's unbelievable.
Like, there's all sorts of really good. I mean, and truly, like, Diener and I were at Double Dogs, and I ordered.
Couldn't eat.
I ate, half of it.
Yeah,
I said, hey, here you go, Drew. Here's the rest of it.
Yeah, it's great, and it works. And if it didn't, then, then they wouldn't be, everybody, all your friends would be losing all this weight left and right and feeling great. So come on over here and check that out at the Louisville at the Tri-State. Why can't I get the website?
Tri-State Men's Health.com.
I got too many websites up here. All right. Don't forget about our friends over at Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. When it's time to get any work done on your roof, they replaced my entire roof a few years ago. They did that with Keith Pointer's family after battling with insurance. Jack Carlin's battling for Blank & Baker.
Yeah, we're getting close to the
advocating.
End of this. I think we're getting close to the end.
Yeah, they'll bend the knee to Jack Carlin. I have faith. But whatever your needs are for roof, whether it's a few shingles, whether it's an entire roof replacement, whether you need some help with your insurance company, they'll do it. Online, CarlinRoofs.com, CarlonRoofs.com. It's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. You want someone to do quality work, go to bat for you, that's Carlin. Call Carlin, 458-9898, online at CarlinRoofs.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
And it's 2 bad feet on the dashboard.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Hey, we got plenty coming up here, and it certainly does feel like summertime around here, and I'll be down in Tampa where it's going to be 90 for the Kenny Chesney concert on Saturday.
Oh, really? 90?
Yeah, Kenny Chesney, Zach Brown in Tampa kicking off the tour, 90 degrees.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Blue Chair Bay setting you up.
Absolutely, man.
That's awesome.
Get some Blue Chair Bay rum. Get it out there at our friends at Blind Squirrel.
That's right. So, you got a busy weekend. So Thursday, Keeneland.
Yeah, and we got on Friday, we got the spring game. I'm leaving late after the spring game. Or probably halftime-ish.
Oh, really?
Going down there and then, hustling on.
Gotcha. You have a nice place to stay?
I haven't booked a place yet. Come on.
Oh. Okay. Well, I sent you a credit card link for Marriott.
No,
if you go to Marriott,
appreciate
way,
that.
Nice.
No,
I'll get 40,000 points if you show.
Believe me, I knew there was an angle.
Yeah.
I was
100%.
I did.
We were talking
we
over
should,
like,
yeah,
which
yeah.
ones you should go through.
Yeah.
And like I think it's smart if you book through a hotel to use the hotel credit card. It's
absolutely.
So much more points and
a lot
benefits.
Friendlier.
I don't get upgraded to the presidential suite if I'm not a platinum member.
That's right. You got the hookup out there.
That was awesome.
So
was
we're over here at Tri-State Men's Health. If you are, a guy and you see, I keep putting it in the context of you want superpowers? They'll give you superpowers over here. The semaglutide, you're going to lose weight like a champ. Testosterone, you're going to build muscle mass on top of that. And this is our chance to have science on our side.
That's right.
For years,
time.
Women's they got doctors that can help them look younger, stay younger. All right,
collagen implants, all these stuff. But now, guys, we get stuff to take
care of us. You
want
a superpower? You want to be an Avenger? Come on over here.
That's right. And it just makes you feel better. Like everybody, the cosmetic stuff of how you look. It really does make you feel better, and more confident, and all that stuff. So, really does work at Tri-State Men's Health.
Absolutely. So, come on by over here, and again, go online, tristatemenshealth.com. We're talking with Eric Martin out here. He's the one to let us in this morning, and so they'll take
I'm gonna get my T shot when we finish up here.
Right.
Get injected. There is a note here from Rob Cassidy over there. He's a Rivals reporter. Boogie Fland is in the portal from Kentucky's signing class. He's
okay.
Five-star point guard. And the thinking is that Boogie will go to Arkansas and follow John Calipari. But there is this note that sources indicate that Louisville has been the most aggressive school in the early days of Fland's second recruitment.
Okay.
And it's definitely worth monitoring, also along with Alabama, St. John's, and others who have made overtures. But Boogie Fland could be the answer at point guard. I mean, I want Dante Maddox Jr. But there's something going on there. Like I'm a little surprised we haven't gotten that commitment, and I'm wondering if it's because Boogie Fland.
And what's position?
Point guard.
Okay.
Point guard. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. I think it's appropriate. We're talking with Katie Clark, dating with Katie, while we're here at the Men's Health Clinic. Katie, we're trying to get science on guys' sides too. It never hurts to use all the tools in the toolbox. Good morning.
Good morning. I absolutely love hearing that you guys are just kind of sharing the message, preaching about health and wellness and visual health and wellness. Looking good makes you feel more confident. It's such a big thing, and you men don't talk about it with each other. Us girls, we share everything. We talk about our hormones and our this and that and what we're doing in our face. And, and it's so nice to hear men bringing this topic up for other men.
Because nobody, I appreciate you saying that, because you're right. It's like guys don't, I mean, I remember when we first started, promoting any place that had testosterone a few years ago, people were like, oh, I don't know, you can't, it's steroids. Like, no, it's not.
The
long-term health benefits are off the charts, and you just can't just sit there and let your face droop and age and just do nothing about it, man.
Absolutely. I hear this all the time. I get a lot of men in their late 50s and 60s, and they're like, Katie, but I look and feel young. And I just want to say, no, you don't look young. You look old. You look weathered. You look, your skin's gone bad. You've not paid attention to these things because, men don't talk about it. And the problem is these women are doing little bits here and there. They're doing the little bits of Botox, a little bit of skincare. And I'm talking not creams and lotions here. I'm talking skincare. You're going in, you're getting lasers, and they're looking great. And they're like, I want to date this guy. He looks old, Katie. And, you bring up also energy. That's huge. And men go through menopause. I mean, nobody talks about it. So hormones change. Libido levels change as men get older. Cortisol is really important, learning about that. A lot of thyroid problems and as we get older. And I'm saying we because I know women, I'm getting to my 50s and our bodies are changing. So we're like back to puberty, but the opposite.
Menopause. I love that.
What goes on in menopause?
I love that.
Well, Katie,
well,
one
they,
of the things.
You know, they say that.
Go ahead, Katie. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Well, I was
going
to say, they say personalities change even in menopause. It happens for women in menopause. So, you know, things, you've got to be paying attention to yourself. And a lot of men don't pay attention to their own character and their, you know, bodily changes, where I've watched some men and I'm like, you're different. You're not the same. Something's happening recently in the last couple of months, or you've gained a belly and you've been eating the same. What's going on? So again, just be really mindful of those changes and question them, rather than just think, well, I'm just, you know, it's because I'm stressed at work. It is because you're stressed at work, but you can change that as well.
Yeah, no, it gets away from you, because, you know, when we had Elle, you know, brand new baby, you're taking care of her. You're putting on, you're just not thinking about yourself, and it got away from me. So that's why I started this. But you said something about skincare. How do guys take care of their skin? Because this is something I admittedly don't do. So how could I get started? What direction do I need to go into to, you know, do better with my skincare so I don't that I don't look old like you say.
Well, I'm going to give a couple suggestions. I'm obviously no dermatologist. So number one is go to a dermatologist early. Go very early. You know, and number two is, they would tell you this as well, be putting on sunscreen every single day. No matter if it's cloudy out or not, we've got to fight that. And make sure your sunscreen is an organic, it's clean, it's not full of toxins. So that's another thing that you need to be looking out for. And there's actually a great app called Think Dirty. You'll probably love that name. I know my husband saw it on my phone. He's like, what is this app?
It tells you
if any of the products you're using on your face, like, I hate to say it, but a lot of the regular grocery store aisle products are not clean. So they're full of toxins, and your skin, in 27 minutes, any cream or lotion you put on your skin goes right into your bloodstream. So if there are toxins, your body's going to say, what is this? It's going to attack your thyroid eventually. I mean, there's a lot to think about. But again, start with your dermatologist, go there, you know, be putting on your sunscreen. A win for you gentlemen, though, is the fact that you shave, you know, you're typically shaving off your beard. So that's great for your skin, because you're getting new skin all the time. So that's kind of a win for you guys. So if you have a giant beard, well, we can't see your skin anyway. But let's get to the nitty gritty, because a lot of guys want, you know, they'll say, Katie, what's a good cream and lotion I can wear? And creams and lotions are for upkeep. They're not to help you kind of reverse the aging. So what you do need to find is someone who's going to give you great advice on a little bit of Botox, a little bit of laser for your skin. Usually, again, your dermatologist will know kind of the right people to send you to. Or if you know a great wife or a woman whose face looks really good, ask her, like, what are you doing for your skin? Are you going somewhere? Like, literally ask her, are you going somewhere? Because yeah. That's...
Be like, is that genetic?
Yeah, right. And some people, it is genetic, believe it or not. But then I feel like the rest of us white people typically go down faster. So, you know, you do have to be really mindful, staying out of the sun, wearing big hats. I mean, I just listened to you guys had an advertisement for fishing that was quite cute a couple of minutes ago. You know, make sure you're wearing the big hats and all of that. And so, and here's one quick one, too. It doesn't have to do with the skin, but it does have to do with the face. Make sure you are really doing a good job with your nasal hair and your ear hair. Since that is localized to the face, and we're just bringing it up, it's interesting. You know, you'll just see the edges of the nose. You see a lot of nose hairs coming out of guys. Little things you don't see. Get a big mirror. Get one of those magnifying mirrors and start looking at your skin, at your hair, at your nose hairs. Guys, I know we women use mirrors way more than you, but I think you need to purchase Amazon magnifying mirror, 10 times magnification. You're going to be amazed at what you see.
This is great. Katie Clark with us, datingthekatie.com. Now, I haven't heard your latest podcast, but I'm definitely intrigued by the title, and I think our audience will be too. The First Things Women Notice. 22 minutes on this. What do we not know? What do they notice that we... I'm sure what you notice is not what we think you notice.
Right. Well, last week I did a podcast, and it was mostly for women, like, do you even want to date an alpha male? The pros and cons of an alpha male. Can you even get an alpha male? So, you know, that's the biggest thing I hear from women. Well, Katie, I'm looking for an alpha male. I describe kind of the two different kinds of alpha males, I believe, and what a beta is, just to kind of clarify. But so this week's was more about, you know, what are women noticing so that men can ask themselves, are you even an alpha male? So that's kind of what I'm talking about throughout the whole topic is, you know, these are the things that women are noticing, and this is what they believe is an alpha male. So go take a listen. It's really great. Again, I really described that there's two kinds of alpha males in the world. The alpha a-hole, which is Mr. Charming, Mr. Gregarious, because he's charming to everybody. So be careful, ladies. And you know those guys in business. They're just like, oh, boy. And then there's just the alpha awesome, who's just that hardworking. He doesn't have to own the room because he's already confident. And it's a big thing on confidence. But, again, you know, I'm always about how you show up matters. So I love a well-dressed man. I mean, that in itself, walking through a room, and, you know, I have my special outfits men can wear, and I try to simplify it for you guys. So it's a great podcast for men to listen to.
So what are the things you notice, though? What's the first thing? Or is that, you know, some of the things on that list?
Well, exactly what we're talking about today. Women are just as visual, and they are looking at your face and your hair. Are you up to date in your clothes? I mean, let's be honest, you know, you never get a second chance to make that first impression. Mm-hmm. So if you're online, if you're in real life, no matter what, you've got to have great photos. You've got to look good in your photos. Even if you guys are online and you're dating online, have somebody adjust your photos a little bit. A lot of you guys have really red skin, and it shows in the photos, and it's really, you know, sometimes it's more pronounced in a photo than in real life. So if you're doing online dating, have somebody kind of fix your photos. You know, you can swipe different colors, you can take out the red. So that's important. Skin tone is important. And then confidence. You think everybody would know that, but there really is a difference in somebody who's done the inner work and they're confident in who they personally are. I have clients that are super successful businessmen, and that's their arena, and they're confident over there, but they're not confident in relationships because, you know, I have one, he's had three divorces. And so you can see the insecurity in, you know, how he's picking women. And so that's why he works with me, because I pick women differently than he does. I'm looking for deeper values, characteristics, things like that. But so we're working kind of on his confidence. His house was a disaster. Women are definitely looking at your house, your car. when you have a chaotic house and car, it's an inward sign of what's going on inside. So all these little things, and, you know, women, we've got like 17 eyes. And not only that, you have to impress us and our girlfriends. So the minute we get off from a date, we're calling somebody, we're telling them everything you did, you wore, your hair. I mean, whatever nose hairs are out of place, I'm telling you, you've got to pass not only her test, but the girlfriend test. So, you know, you just got to be on top of it, especially for the first three dates.
Well, there we go. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot there. Skin, house, the house cleanup. Uh-oh.
You
might
pro.
Have to rent a house. Yeah.
Yeah. This is my house. Airbnb. I'm not taking my house.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, let's plug, you know, the website, you know, the matchmaking, all that.
Well, the good news is I have courses as well. So I've got Confidence 101 for men. I've got even a Style Yourself Confidence just for men as well. So just there's hope out there for you guys. But check those out at Dating with Katie, and that's katy.com. And you're going to find all my courses, matchmaking, work with me. Just get in the database, and I will be chatting with you.
All right. Well, Katie, appreciate it. You got TV this morning down there? Or what's any hits
no
on television?
TV. I'm in L.A. Now, I'm in L.A. this week meeting with some clients and just loving this beautiful Orange County weather. So, that's just my monthly segment over on ABC, which I love. Okay. So thanks for flexing with me, guys. I know that Derby's coming up. So I've been working on Derby clothes, things like that. I'm excited to come to the Ville.
Yeah, she's coming. She's going to make her grand appearance.
Whoa, great. We're going to be great. Katie, let's go. Where are we sitting?
Live.
All right, appreciate it, Katie. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, guys.
There you go. Katie Clark is dating with Katie. But it is appropriate that we're here at, you know, Tri-State.
That's
on
right.
A day we've got her, you know.
So. Yeah, no, and all the stuff that Katie tells you about, self-care, all that stuff, a lot of it can start here. That can't help you with, skin care necessarily. Let's go see Dr. Walpin for that.
Yeah.
But really, it starts with energy. If you have the energy to take care of yourself, then you can do all the things you're talking about. Because if you sit down and really think about what Katie was just saying, it takes effort.
Yeah.
if you want to do the, if you want to put the effort in, you have to have the energy to do it. So, you know, and it, sometimes you want to date your, you know, you want to date your wife too. You know, you want to keep your relationship vibrant.
I agree. Like, all this dating advice, like, yeah, you married guys, you're still dating. You may not know.
I take it all, just put it into the marriage. I'm like, okay, I can do that. Now, I can't, first impression stuff. You know,
you're kind of past that one. Yeah,
past all that. And you know, you get to see your spouse, at, you know, when they wake up in the morning, and you know, when they're sick and all that other stuff. You know, all that stuff's out of the way, but all the other stuff still matters. And Tri-State Men's Health can give you the energy, and you know, and give you your life back. You know, like if you're losing weight or energy, or maybe even have ED. I know we didn't talk about that a lot today, but they do a lot of ED help here too. 50% of men over 50, you know, suffer from some form of that, especially guys with diabetes. You know,
the other half are lying.
Well, I mean, it's common.
I mean, yeah, that's what I would say. I think it's higher than 50. Let's say 50% struggle. The other 50 are probably lying.
Really? Okay. I don't see the stats, but like I definitely know it's a thing. So, guys, just take care of yourselves. You know, fight for your relationship. Fight for you.
Use the superpowers. You get the semaglutide and you get testosterone. You actually do a little bit of gym work. You don't have to work nearly as hard in the gym. No. Oh my gosh, it's a cheat code. I'm just telling you, it's a cheat code.
They even are starting on Mount Giorno, which is a different.
I was very intrigued about that.
What ends up happening is, like, when you're on semaglutide, you're going to lose 20 to 30 pounds, right? Like, you're going to lose about that, and then you're gonna plateau off. So what they do is they have you go off of that for like 6 weeks or so, get the semaglutide out of your body, and then start you on Mounjaro get you to go to where, you know, if you need to go further. Now, most guys don't need to go 20 to 30, more than 20 or 30 pounds. But some the people who do.
Yeah, it goes a long way.
Further.
Hey, don't forget, if you have not signed up for FanDuel right now, you got the NBA playoffs, the play-in tournament. Give everybody a chance to play their way in the postseason. So it's only fitting that right now new customers in FanDuel can play their way to $150 in bonus bets. So you place $5 bet. Just place a $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, during the NBA playoffs. So whether it's, you know, somebody was texting in their screenshot earlier of a same-game parlay last night, or maybe it's an over-under three-pointers, whatever it is, you know, you can find it there on FanDuel. And you go on, there's always daily profit boosts, and you just got to check it out over there on FanDuel.com/DrewD. And you'll be able to get in on whether it's the NBA, NHL playoffs are right around the corner. You know, you name it, they've got it for you over there. I'm just looking right now. They've got some same-game parlay offers on there today. The Dinger Tuesdays was yesterday. Whatever you want to gamble on.
I haven't done Dinger Tuesday.
It's intriguing. It's intriguing.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll have to go over that next week. Okay. Maybe 21 or older, present in Kentucky. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So they even had a line on the U of L. If you had the over-under, over on the U of L UK baseball game, it was like 14.5. That thing was done by like the fourth inning or something last night.
Football score last night.
Yeah, so. And we'll have the spring game for you coming up on. We got
2 years in a row. We'll have the spring game.
Yeah,
right?
And I don't think it had ever been broadcast before. I could be wrong, but I don't think it had. That was one of the things we wanted to do. Is the official, you know, flagship station
that
do
year,
things that haven't been done.
Charlie wouldn't allow any video to be taken in. And Adam Lefkoe,
67 degrees. It's gonna be perfect. Yeah,
perfect.
Thunder weather's gonna be perfect as well. 65 for that.
Oh, what a day! What a week to be outside. It's
You're
gonna
right.
be awesome.
You're right about that. All right, well, that'll do it for us. Maben and Rummage up next on 93.9. It'll be over on 680, LeRabeau and Co. And we'll have Jeff Rahm in studio tomorrow.
Boom!
That'll be good.
Right.
About all this fake news out there.